والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية. اللهم ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية. اللهم نعوذ بك من النفاق والكفر والشرك والرياء والعجب والكبر. اللهم نعوذ بك من كل ما لا تحبه ولا ترضاه. وندعوك يا ربنا يا إلهنا يا مولانا أن ترزقنا من كل ما تحبه وترضاه يا رب العالمين، وأن تطهر قلوبنا إلى ما تحبه وترضاه لنا يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. One man supposed to be a Muslim in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has a dispute between him and a Jewish man, and he cannot find an answer to the dispute. Wonder what happened. The Jewish man, he tell to the Muslim man, let's go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be the judge between each other. And the Muslim said, let's go to Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf, one of the leader of the Jewish, to take care about our affair. The Jewish insist to go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Muslim insist to go to the Jewish scholar. Why? The Jewish know he is having the truth and he have right, and he know if he go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will give him his right. And the one who supposed to be a Muslim, he know he is wrong, and he do not want give the right of the Jewish person. And he know one of the scholar of Bani Israel, of the Jewish people, which is the majority of them, they get bribed. And he can bribe him to give him a decision to come to his own favor. The Jewish man know it, and the Muslim supposed to be know it. Finally, when the Jewish insist, the Muslim, he said, okay, let's go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They put the case in the front of him. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he give the decision of the favor to the Jewish, because he has right. When he was coming out, they came out and he said, the Muslim supposed to be to the Jewish, you know, I was shy. I did not show up my case correctly to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's go to Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He said, let's go to Abu Bakr. They go to Abu Bakr and they put the case. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he give him in the favor of the Jewish man. Now, the Muslim or someone who's supposed to be a Muslim, what he said? He said, you know, they do not understand my case. Let's go to Umar. Now the Jewish man know. Is this man trying to play a game? And they went. And they knock the door of Umar. And before even Umar start, radiallahu anhu, the Jewish man start. He said, oh Umar, I want to ask you a question. He said, go ahead. He said, what happened of your friend? Friend meaning he's a Muslim like you. I have a dispute between me and him. And I went to your prophet. And he gave me my right. And your friend do not like it. And I go to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And he give me my right. And your friend do not like it. And he's coming to you. What do you think about that? Umar radiallahu anhu, Faruq al-Ummah, the criterion of the Ummah. May Allah be pleased with him and all the companion. Say Ameen. He went and he talked to the Muslim, or supposed to be a Muslim. He said, is what the Jewish man say, is the truth? He said, yes. And he said, and you coming to me, you want me to judge in a case the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already make decision about it? He said, yes. And Abu Bakr Siddiq make a decision about it? He said, yes. And he said, you still want my decision and my opinion? He said, yes. He said, okay, wait for me one moment. He go to his house, get his sword, he come out, he cut his head off. And he said, this is the price of the one deny what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And the Jewish man ran away. And he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell him about the case. Now, the whole Medina become big problem. Umar ibn Khattab killed a Muslim. Wonder what happened. Now, the group of those supposed to be a Muslim, friend of the same man, they become in one side. And they said, head to head. You kill him, we kill you. This is Sharia. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he know what other do not know. He said, let's wait for Jibreel alayhi salam. Now everybody waiting for Jibreel alayhi salam to come to Rasulullah salam, how he dispute this. Do you know what happened? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, in over 19 situations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported his decision. And this was the beginning between the believer, disbeliever, and hypocrisy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denies the hypocrisy, the iman. Meaning, a person who has hypocrisy, he has no iman. If he has no iman, is no diyya. Is no ransom for him. Meaning, zero. He get nothing. Why? Because it's what he deserves. We're not going to go to the whole story after that. But what happened is, it came a verses. In Surah An-Nisa, I forget, is almost 13 verse. Okay? Exactly explaining what's going on. And supporting Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu of his action. And set a rule by Allah. A hypocrite, he is not a believer. even if he pray, even if he do hajj, even if he do fasting, even if he do pray every single day in a masjid. Now, if to me today a Muslim, or supposed to be a Muslim, what do you think? I should think about hypocrisy or not? And should think about who am I or not? And if I am hypocrite or not? Because you see, Quran tell us, we as a human being, three kind. We are three kind. Believer, disbeliever, and hypocrite. Anyone can tell me is another four? No. No four. Only three. Believer, hypocrite, disbeliever. Mu'min, kafir, hypocrite, munafiq. Wal'ayadu billah. Now, today, we have to try to discover who is a munafiq, who is a believer, and we know the disbeliever. Now, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Before now we go to the hypocrite, let's go to the believer. How I know I'm a believer? And what is the pillar of belief? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many ahadith, many, he explained to us something. Iman is shu'ab, meaning shu'ab is almost like roots, branches. And he said, a'laha, the highest level of Iman is La ilaha illallah. And the lower level of Iman, imatat al-adha an al-tariq, to clean a branch or clean a dirt from the road, is the branches of Iman. Meaning, if I'm a Muslim, I see garbage in the street can causing harm to a Muslim or even anyone, and I clean it, is part of my faith. One early scholar, he said something beautiful. He said, imagine if I'm a Muslim and instead of cleaning up, I'm throwing out. Meaning, if I am dirty the street, meaning the lower level of Iman, I do not have it. Imagine if I'm throwing dirt in the street, I have no Iman. Because the lower level of Iman, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talk about it, I do not have. A'laha, the highest, La ilaha illallah. Wa adnaha, the lowest part of Iman, is to clean anything can harm anyone in the street. Imagine Islam, how is it? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. Some of 70 branches and part and pillar for Iman. Meaning, if I said, what is Iman? I said, Iman contain 70-something part. One Imam, his name Ibn Hajj, he said in one of his books, under the topic of the branches of Iman, Shu'ab al-Iman, is Iman is 79 part. Scholar disputes this number, can be 77, 69, but approximately 79 part. The highest, La ilaha illallah. Muhammadun Rasulullah. And the lowest, cleaning anything can harm anyone in the street or any road. Now, what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in many ahadith, he said, whoever said La ilaha illallah, mukhlisan laha aw biha, dakhala jannah. Whoever said La ilaha illallah, truthful with it, he enter jannah. Let's see if I have it or I don't. What is the pillar of this word? A scholar agree, the pillar of La ilaha illallah is three. قَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ, saying with the tongue. وَتَصْدِيقٌ بِالْقَلْبِ وَالْجَنَانِ, and truthful belief of the heart and the limbs. وَعَمَلٌ بِالْجَوَارِحِ وَالْأَرْكَانِ, and do according to the command of Allah with all your limbs. Three, I say it with my tongue, I believe it with my heart and my brain and my all limbs, and all my body is working for it to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I meet the three, I have a belief. If I'm missing one of the three, my belief is not there. And meaning, if my belief is not there, meaning what? Hypocrite. You see? And even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, two quality, it will never be together in a believer. To be stingy and have bad manner. Because the opposite of Iman is any bad manner. Because actually, do you know what Iman is? It containing all the branches of goodness. All the branches of good manner. Patient. Manner. Akhlaq. Adab. You name it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in one hadith, he said, Wallahi la yu'min, Wallahi la yu'min, Wallahi la yu'min. He swear by Allah, this person is not a believer, this person is not a believer, this person is not a believer. They said, who is that, ya Rasulullah? He said, the one, his neighbor cannot feel safe of his mischief and his problem. He did not say if this person pray or doesn't pray. He said, this person is not a believer. The Prophet ﷺ deny him the belief. If he, his neighbor is complaining about him, or his neighbor do not feel safe of his belonging. What about another hadith? لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. You will not be a believer until you love to your brother what you love to yourself. You see, the scholar said this hadith meaning you cannot reach the level of real Iman, or you cannot be completed your Iman unless you love to your brother what you love to yourself. And when he a brother, meaning the brother of Islam. Where we are. The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he start asking them for support, do you know one of the major sayings he used to say? Ya Rasulullah, take what you like, keep what you like, and you will find us obedience to you, ya Rasulullah. And not only that, they said, ya Rasulullah, you will find us love most what you take from us than what you keeping toward us. They love most of what they spend to Allah. and they dislike most of what they have. This is the quality of the believer. The spending for Allah is much precious and beloved to their heart more than what they save. Sometimes we forget what is La ilaha illallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith by Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, At-tasbihu nusf al-mizan. To make tasbih is half of the scale. Walhamdulillahi tamla'hu. And to thank Allah and praise Him, it will fill the rest of the scale. ولا إله إلا الله ليس لها دون الله حجاب حتى تخلص إليه. And لا إله إلا الله, it has no barrier and no veil between it and Allah until it reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This لا إله إلا الله. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reported, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is he said, جددوا إيمانكم. Rebuild your own iman, your own faith. They said, Ya Rasulullah, how we rebuild our own faith? قال أكثروا من قول لا إله إلا الله. Recite a lot and do dhikr a lot with La ilaha illallah. And another hadith, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inni la'alama kalima la yaqulaha abdun haqqan min qalbihi fayamutu ala dhalik illa hurrima ala an-nar. La ilaha illallah. Rasulullah sallallahu, he said, I know a word. No one, no slave, he say it truthfully from his heart and he die until or unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forbid his body of entering hellfire. What is it? La ilaha illallah. What is the reality and the truthful of La ilaha illallah? I talk about it before, but I'm just going to remind myself and remind you. Again, I have to believe in Allah in my heart. Allah is one. He's a doer. He's a provider. Believe in all His quality and attribute, His power and strength, His destiny. Angels, Day of Judgment, Paradise, Hellfire. Disbelieve. Believe is nothing can help me without His command and His tawfiq, and nobody can harm me without His will and His knowledge. This it has to be inculcated in my heart. But if I say it and I sleep worry, I have no doubt of iman. I have no doubt of iman. If I worry about tomorrow, I have no faith in Allah. I can recite it 1,000 times, but if I sleep worry, where is my iman? Where? Is only in my tongue. Meaning, now I only have one part of three part. Two parts is missing. Meaning, I do not have a state of iman at this moment. Meaning, if I die at this moment, I will be a hypocrite. Where is a hypocrite? We're going to talk about it. He's in the bottom of hellfire. Not even Jewish, not a Christian, not a Buzi, not a Hindu, is us. Why? Allah make it this way because we the one we know. And the one who know is different than the one he doesn't know. Is this not dangerous to learn about it and see where am I? By this way, if I believe in La ilaha illallah truthful, meaning I will never have worry about tomorrow. I will never fear from no one except of Allah. And my love most to Allah. And we're going to talk about that. And the obedience to his messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today we said, Rasulullah. We said, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah. May I beloved it, Ya Rasulullah. We love you, Ya Rasulullah. But how much sunnah we have in our life? How much we know about it? Meaning with just a word. Has no truthful, has no roots. What this meaning again? Hypocrisy. And when any topic coming in my life, I go to Allah and His Messenger. Any dispute about any topic, I go. Excuse me, so and so, learned or scholar Muslim. Tell me, what is the rule of Allah at this moment? What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this moment? Tell me what Allah advised me with according to the teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I implemented that in every aspect in my life, I'm a true Muslim. If I choose some and dropping some, meaning I have hypocrisy in my heart. And we're going to talk about it in a very short time. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, He said, Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allah ashtara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He purchased from the mu'mineen, from the believer, anfusahum wa amwalahum, themselves and their money, bi anna lahumul jannah. With this merchant, with this deal, you get Jannah. Do you know one of the companion what he said? He said, this is a beautiful deal. The buyer is my creator and my provider. He's the one he's buying from me. And me, the seller, and the merchandise is Jannah. This is a beautiful deal. Do you know what happened to us today? We do not believe in this verse. We do not believe it. Because if we believe it, our intention, our action will be different. The most beloved time will be to worship Allah. The most beloved money, the one we spend to Allah. The most beloved things is the one we give it to Allah. This is the reality of faith. This is what happened to the believer. This is what happened to the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They know it is a beautiful deal. And they used to call it a deal. And even Rasulullah SAW, he told them, I have a deal for you. I have a safqa. I have a big bargain. By this way, they get the bargain, they accept the bargain, and they dealt with Allah. Now, in any time, if I do not deal with Allah, do you know whom I'm dealing with? If I do not sell to Allah, who I'm selling to? He's the enemy of Allah, Shaitan. By this way, in any given time, either I'm selling to Allah or I'm selling to Shaitan. Somebody said, but this part of verse containing another part about jihad and about fighting is correct. But if you look to the Quran, it is two separate sentences. We're not going to go to the detail. But if you cannot give money, how you can give yourself? If you cannot give your love from your heart to Allah, how you fight for Allah and you know you're going to die? Which one easy first? Your money or yourself? If somebody tell you, I kill you or give me your money, what are you going to tell him? Kill me first? Or you tell him, take my money? Yeah. Similar today, certain things go slowly, step by step. We give little by little until we reach the highest level. Because the highest level will not come overnight. This is now some of the quality of the believer. Now, if this is the quality of the believer, because part of the belief of Allah and the meaning of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, is Allah to be beloved more than anybody else in my life. The devotion or loyalty to Allah above anything. Is everybody with me or everybody go to sleep? Loyalty to Allah. Love to Allah. Fear from Allah. Devotion and obedience to Allah. No father, no mother above Allah. Even if your father or your mother advise you about something against Allah, Allah come first. Why? We have a rule. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. No obedience to anyone above the obedience of Allah. Or no obedience to anyone of the disobedience of Allah. Today I see it massive. Massive. Oh, my mommy said, my daddy said, my husband said, my wife said, my kid said, استغفر الله العظيم. Because if you really think about it, do you know what happened? Meaning shirk and nifaq. Partner with Allah and hypocrisy. Because we're supposed to be loyal to Allah. Only belong to Allah. Everyone, all of us have to question ourselves. Where's my loyalty? Where's my devotion? Where's my connection? Very important. Now we're going to go to the other side. Now we're going to another side, which is a hypocrisy. What is hypocrite? Let's go to Quran and see. And by the way, you have many chapters in Quran. Surah Al-Tawbah, chapter of Tawbah, is one talk about hypocrite. You have Surah Al-Munafiqeen, Surah Al-Nisa, Ala Imran, Al-Hashr. And we're going to give some of it, but not all of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said something very beautiful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. They said what they have in their tongue, not what they have in their heart. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَكْتُمُونَ. And Allah know better what they have hidden in their heart. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدْ أَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. And Allah bear witness is the hypocrisy is a liar. By this way, in Surah Ala Imran, verse 167, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tell us something about the hypocrite. They have, or what they say of their tongue, what they have not in their heart. By this way, the first point in here is a hypocrite. He say something, his heart and his action is not with his say. What else? And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah know what is hidden. What? They hide inside their heart. And Allah said also, He know, is the hypocrite is a liar. I wish inshallah to focus with me a little bit more, because this topic is very important, extremely important. Because today I believe the majority of the ummah, if they not a mushrik, if they not having partner with Allah, they are a munafiq. And again, what is munafiq? Munafiq is not a Muslim. You have to know. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people pray with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the first line every single day. And Allah sent Jibreel as a hypocrite. This we should really take it seriously. It doesn't matter how much you pray. It doesn't matter how many hajj. It doesn't matter how many. Sawm, fasting, and charity, and everything. And you can still be a hypocrite. And we'll go through it now. But you have to focus. Because most of us, we will be falling in apart one of them. One way or another. And unless I be careful and see, where am I? If Allah and His Messenger coming to me and tell me a command in Quran, I will fulfill it. If I'm not willing to fulfill it, do you know what this meaning? Meaning I'm a hypocrite. If my money, my family, what I have, beloved to me, then Allah, I'm a hypocrite. If two topics coming in my life, topic for Allah, topic for business and life, and I prefer and my business and life beloved to me more than Allah, I'm a hypocrite. If my family coming before Allah, I'm a hypocrite. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him a liar. And another one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تُطْعِ الْكَفَرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَدَعْ أَدَاهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 48. O ya Rasulullah, don't obey the kafir, the disbeliever, and the hypocrite, and leave them. Don't worry about what they plot and plan. I will take care about them. And just rely on Allah. يا أيها النبي اتق الله ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين. O ya Rasulullah, fear Allah and do not obey kuffar and munafiqin, hypocrite and disbeliever. I'm not going to go to the stories because the story can take another chapter, but I'm going to go just to some of the verses to let us know how much is it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد أنك لرسول الله. And they used to come and said, we believe of you as a messenger of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deny them the belief. Imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا يَقُولُونَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Surah Al-Hashr. Did you not see those who have hypocrisy and they talk to the disbeliever like they are together, brotherhood? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 67, He said, the hypocrite, male and female, they are together. They command what is wrong, and they forbid what is good, and their hand is stingy. They forget Allah, and Allah forget them. And the hypocrite is a fasiq. A fasiq in Quran, it has many meaning. But at this moment, meaning like out of Islam. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not consider them a Muslim at all. Just because he's stingy. The whole hypocrisy starts when Rasulullah was starting to have a need in Medina, in many situations, and some of the one who's supposed to be a believer, they deny Rasulullah support by themselves or by money. And this was the beginning of Allah consider anyone do not support Muslim and Islam and obey Allah and His Messenger in the right time, according to Allah and His Messenger, is a hypocrite. Because we are a slave. We're not a slave part-time. We obey in a topic we like and we disobey in a topic we don't like. We should ask Allah, "Oh Allah, forgive me. And oh Allah, purify me from hypocrisy, seen and unseen." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa ulil amra minkum." Oh, you believe, obey Allah and His Messenger, and those who are above you in rank and command, like Khalifa, Amir, Scholar, anyone above you, like your husband, your father, your mother, again, unless they command you of something wrong. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And if you have a dispute about anything, return it to Allah and His Messenger, if you believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, if we do not return our daily life, our everything aspect in our life to Allah and His Messenger, who we are? Hypocrite. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. This is best for you and the best understanding. Now we're going to the verse which came in a time of the killing of Umar al-Khattab, this man, the one who considered himself a Muslim. What Allah revealed? He said, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يَضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. This Surah An-Nisa, verse 60. And this go all the way to almost 69, I think, or even 70 something. This is, you can read it for reference. This is the verses has been revealed in the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, after he killed this man. What Allah said, I'm going to go to the meaning, by this way we save time inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, did you not see those who they claim they are a believer? Allah did not say they are a believer. He said they claim they are a believer of what revealed to them and revealed to you. And they want to have judged by other than Allah. And they are commanded to obey Allah and His Messenger. And they've been commanded to deny any ruling except the ruling of Allah and His Messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and shaitan, he want to put them in a stray path. And this is the worst stray. This is the ultimate stray. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that continue, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَنْكَ صُدُودًا. And if you say, come toward what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger of Allah, you will find them running away. فكيف إذا أصابتهم بصيمة بما قدمت أيديهم ثم جاءوك يحلفون بالله إن أردنا إلا إحسان وتوفيقا. They would said, if some calamity come, they would said, oh, we did not want any mischief. We just want goodness. You misunderstand. You see, this is the style of hypocrite. They always say that. You do not understand. We do not mean it. You just misunderstand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you don't play a game. I know. They are a hypocrite. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَعْرِدْ عَنْهُمْ وَعَدْهُمْ وَقُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا. on and on and on until, like I said, verse 69 and after that. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those Allah know of what they have in their heart, gives them advice, gives them a very strong advice in their own self or for their own self, and leaves them alone. Allah know. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, always you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala join hypocrite with the disbeliever. Always. Any warning, hypocrite and disbeliever, they are joined in the same rank. The same rank, hypocrite and disbeliever is together. Is no cough medicine or anything today? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ وَالْكُفَّارَ نَارَ جُهَنَّمَ. Allah promised those hypocrites, male and female, and the disbeliever of the hellfire. لِيُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَالْمُشْرِكَاتِ. Al-Ahzab, verse 73. An-Nisa, 138. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warned them with a really extreme punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He called them a hypocrite. They plot and plan. They hiding. They play a game. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stray them with their own disease. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, hypocrite is in the lower part of hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they forget Allah, Allah forget them. Surah At-Tawbah, 67. Surah Al-Munafiqeen, Surah At-Tawbah, 8. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered them, they do not know, they do not comprehend, they do not feel. And you can go on and on. In Surah An-Nisa, from verse 60 to 65, 138, 142, 143, 145, 146, 147. Now, one of the best way to also go to discover about the hypocrite is Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah start beautiful. He go and He give you the quality of the believer. 5 verse. From verse 1 to 5 in Surah Al-Baqarah, the quality of those believe. And 6 and 7, the disbeliever. And from 8 to 20 is the hypocrite. One scholar, he said something beautiful. Allah introduced the quality of the believer, 5 verse. The quality of this believer, 2 verse, finished. Allah did not spend too much time about their quality. Finished, they disbelieve. Finished. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala go to the hypocrite in detail. 13 verse continuous. Why? Why Allah He has to go to all this detail? Do you know why? By this way, we have no excuse. We have no excuse. I will tell you a little bit about it now, because this is a very important message in here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم. What we said now is the beginning of the first five verse. Very simple. Alif Lam Mim. Letter from the Quran. Allah only knows the meaning. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. This is a book. No doubt about it. هدى للمتقين. Guidance to those who have fear of Allah and piety in their heart. By this way, not guidance to anyone. Guidance to the humble. Guidance to the one who have humility. To the truthful. To the honest. To the sincere. The one who fear. The one who love. All this meaning, you can put it in one pot and call it taqwa. هدى للمتقين. Guidance to those متقين. Not anyone. He didn't say guidance to mankind. No. هدى للمتقين. Who are those متقين? Allah right away give you the prescription and the description. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. Number one, the belief of the unseen. What is it? Allah, we do not know. We do not see Him. Jannah, paradise, hellfire, Jahannam, day of judgment, grave, touch of the grave, angel, destiny, is all unseen to us, unknown. But we are a believer. Let me tell you today, we have a big problem. We consider ourselves a believer of the unseen, but we are a liar of the unseen. How? We know paradise truth. We know hellfire is truth. This is what we say in our tongue. But we're running after hellfire. And we're running away from Jannah. Our tongue saying one thing and our action saying completely the opposite. Where am I? Who am I lying to? Who am I deceiving? I have to look at myself quick now. Now. Before it's too late. Where's my heart? Where's my belief? Where's my faith? I met many people who know Quran, he knows Sunnah, he knows this, he knows that. But he tell you, I'm worried. I cannot go to sleep. For any cause. For a job, for money, for business, for a wife, for a husband, for kids. Where's Iman? If I believe in Allah, if I believe in destiny, if I rely on Allah, why all this? A real mu'min, worry-free. The only thing it worry you, if Allah did not accept you. The only thing it worry you, if you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you His mercy. The only thing it worry you, if your good deed will not accept it. The only thing it worry you, if your heart not connected to Allah. This is, should be the only worry of the believer. But all the material should not worry me. Because my heart is connected with the owner of everything. If I'm really a believer, think about it. Go to yourself. Dig. Is me a believer or I'm a hypocrite? Because you cannot be three. Because the three is a disbeliever. By this way, if you are a Muslim and listening that, either you are a Muslim or a hypocrite. You have no three. Because you already announced it by your tongue. The only thing left now is really I have the belief or I'm just in the state of hypocrisy. And like I tell you, if I'm honest to myself, the majority of us, may Allah save us, we are in a state of hypocrite. And I will prove it to you again and again. By this way, number one, the first quality, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, and they are steadfast in their own salah. I have today many people, they make salah in the last moment, before the time finished. And they do it so fast. And the heart is not there. And sometimes they escape it. Or sometimes they joining many salah and said, oh, I'm busy, I forget, I'm just... How you can be a believer when your own salah, the most important pillar of Islam, has been damaged? Some people even they do not make the wudu, or the wudu is so bad. How? How? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Rasulullah SAW not to enter masjid in Medina completely. And later on Jibreel alayhi salam came and the believer and destroyed it. And in another time, Allah advising Rasulullah to go to another masjid because they are people, they do tahara. They are pure. And purity in here is the purity of the heart and the purity outside. A Muslim is clean. A real Muslim is clean. Clean inside, clean the tongue, clean the heart, clean the body, clean the environment. You put him any place, he make it clean and neat. Why? He's dealing with Allah. By this way, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And with what we give them, meaning the provision, the money, whatever, the wealth, and from what we give them, they spend. Today, think about it. How much Allah give you, and how much you give Allah. Go to yourself and check it out. Check it out. How much Allah give you, and how much you give. I met one person. This person is the only one I met in almost 14 years. He tell me a sentence, it make my heart dance. Do you know why? He has a beautiful belief in his heart. This man, he said to me a sentence in certain occasion. He said, if Allah did not send me every month somebody or something to make me a partner of good deed, I feel scared. It's almost like between him and Allah is some connection. This connection is, he has certain amount of money has to go. Every month he makes sure certain money is leaving. If the months pass by, he become upset. Imagine, this is the quality of the believer. Allah said, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And from what we give them, listen to the words he said, not what you have. He said, and from what we give them, this bent. This is a very accurate wording from Allah. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, what I give you, give me back. But this if we intelligent. Because what we spending for Allah, Allah, he has it saved. And what we save, will be questioned about it. And we do not know what Allah is written for it. And this is why one of the quality of the believer, they will never delay a good deed until tomorrow. Every time they have an opening of any good deed, they run. The companions used to say a very beautiful say. They say, if two topics rise to us, one topic of dunya, one topic of this life, like a business, some kind of a trip, whatever it is, or family or whatever, and the another topic for Allah, we drop our what we need of dunya and we hurry to spend and do whatever it is for Allah. Again, look at the priority of what? The priority always Allah, Allah, Allah. This is the quality of the believer. The quality of the hypocrite and mushrik. Why? The belief is not there. Imagine when you're scared of tomorrow. When you have no faith of what will happen tomorrow. Or when you're scared how much you spend. Today, may Allah save us. If we think how much we spend in the style of living and how much we spend for Allah, we'll be scared. This why the early even companion, they refused to own. They're scared of owning. One man, one of the companion, he gained a lot of money one day. A lot of money. And before he reached home, he spent it all except 3 dirham, like $3. From many thousand, he spent it before he arrived home. And all night he crying. And his wife tried to calm him down. Why are you crying? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not accept 3 dirham. I'm sleeping overnight with 3 dirham. I wish I can spend it. Do you know what happened to him? He kept crying in the middle of the night, somebody knocked the door. And he said, I am a traveler, I have nothing. He gave it to him. At this time, he said, now I can go to sleep. Look at them. And his sleep was nothing. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. This man, he was amazing. One time, he make a deal in a market. And he make 3,000 dirham or dinar. Big money. And the following day, one of his son saw him in a market borrowing like 3 dirham to get some food for his mule and his horse. He said, oh my father, I'm surprised. Yesterday, you make 3,000. And today, you go lending from somebody in the street 3 dirham. How? I do not understand you. He said, oh my son, yesterday Allah gave me 3,000. By the end of the night, I do not have nothing. And my mule is hungry. I'm not buying for myself. I'm buying for my horse. Me, I can wait. I can fast. Do you know what is his quality? Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. They said, the poor people used to hear where he's walking to make sure he will sit down in the same road where he's walk. Why? They know whatever what he have, if he say any poor person, he will give him what he have. If some people is really hungry, wonder what happened. They try to figure out where Abdullah ibn Umar today, he's praying in his masjid. They make sure they will be sitting somewhere in the street, just sitting. They know what will happen. Whatever money he has, it will be distributed. Look at their quality. Look at their quality. Where is our quality? Where is the belief and have faith in Allah? Do you think you can have faith in Allah by talking? No way. No way. The only way to get the quality of Allah and have the reality of Iman, when you say it with your tongue, believe it in your heart, and inculcate it and implement it by your action. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. This is the third quality. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Ya Allah, may Allah forgive me, sometime I forget. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةُ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And they believe of what has been revealed to you and what has been revealed before you. وَبِالْآخِرَةُ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. We have seen here two words. Believe of what has been revealed to us. Yes, we have Quran. We believe in Quran. But if our belief is one thing, our style is different. Do you think we are a believer? No. Again, the three elements make you a believer. Tongue, heart, action. If anyone is missing, meaning your real belief is missing. What's the opposite of the belief? Hypocrisy. Is no medium. Is no medium, my brother and sister in Islam. Believer, hypocrite, and disbeliever. By this way, if I believe Quran is the rule of Allah, and I believe Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, and my life is completely the opposite of Quran and Sunnah, I do not have it. I do not respect it. I do not implement it. I do not be hurry to learn it. Where is the belief? meaning something deep wrong in my belief, meaning I'm in a state of hypocrite. Without no doubt. Because the opposite is a belief. And the believer running after everything and pleasing Allah and implement it. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ And with the day of judgment, they are having faith. يُوقِنُونَ يَقِين Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about akhirah, not iman. He said yaqeen. Meaning they believe without no doubt of the hereafter. Now, if anyone today tell me I believe without no doubt of the hereafter, I tell you you're a liar. And even me, astaghfirullah al-azim, I believe so. I have a lot of lie. Because if I believe, if the hereafter is truth, I will be worried about everything I said, everything I do, how I spend, how I get, where I'm going. This is belief. But imagine I know I will be standing in the front of Allah. I believe I can go to hellfire if I do oppressing somebody or whatever. And I do. Meaning I'm a liar. By this way, today, if you really think about the hereafter, you will find out you are a liar. Because all your action is the opposite of the hereafter. Or what you're running after is completely against what Allah wants from you. Meaning, I'm in a state of a lie again. Meaning, I'm in a state of hypocrisy again. Because what we talk about now is the five major points. And the quality about the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this five verse or seven part. After that right away, we go to the quality of the disbeliever. But before I forget, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقُنُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ يُفْلِحُونَ Those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them guidance, and do the successful one. What we said now, if you engage in it, you are having guidance from Allah, and you are the successful one. By this way, if you do the maximum business, and you are multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, but you do not fulfill the first five verses, you're not among those. Very important. If I'm a really believer, I go to these five verses and see where am I? Where am I fitting here? I'm fitting or I'm out? And if I'm out, I should be crying and try to do everything possible to be in. Either my salah, I make it on time. I try to make it. I try to cut time to make my salah in khushwa and khudwa. In devotion and concentration. I try to build my belief by learning. I try to follow Rasulullah Sallam by teaching the sunnah, implemented in every aspect in my life. If some topic coming in my life, I go ask a learned person or a scholar. And I give charity the maximum I can to every goodness Allah put in my heart. To make sure Allah put barakah in my life. If I do that, meaning I really... Championship going toward Akhirah. But if I'm not doing it, and my worry in the opposite, I have a big problem. Big problem. Now, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the quality of the disbeliever. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Those who disbelieve, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنْذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Those believe, the one, they disbelieve. If you give them warning, or you don't give them, they will not be a believer. Why? Allah explained it. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah sealed their heart. وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ And all their hearing. وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala veiled it. Imagine if Allah sealed the heart, lock the ear and the ears, and shadow and mask your vision. And after that, في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب عظيم بما كانوا يكذبون. One moment. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة بما كانوا يكذبون. With what they been lie about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called also the disbeliever a liar. Why is he a liar? Why Allah calls him a liar? They know deep inside the heart is the truth and they deny it. It doesn't matter in here Quran and Islam, no, Allah, the existence of Allah. Because if you look around you, you have to believe the creator is exist. If you do not believe in a creator, you are a liar. What Allah said, I believe it. Any disbeliever, he's a liar. Why? Because he worship himself or his desire or his money or whatever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell them, they have a great torture from Allah. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start with the quality of the hypocrite. By saying, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Among the people, those who claim they are a believer, be with Allah and the day when the hereafter. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And they not a believer. Allah denies a belief. You see now? Allah denies a belief of those who claim they believe in Allah and the hereafter. But Allah said, and they not a believer. Why, Ya Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They plot and plan and they are claiming they are believer and they not really plot and plan and they betrayed except themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it, وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they do not even feel it. They do not feel it. في قلوبهم مرض. In their heart is a disease. فزادهم الله مرضا. And Allah increased their disease. ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. And they have a severe torture. Very, very hurting torture of what they lie. And here somebody said something amazing. The disbeliever, Allah ended the verse with وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. They have a great torture. And the hypocrite, Allah said وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. They have a severe aching torture. Meaning more torture for the hypocrite. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Of what they lie. Do you know why? Because once you embrace Islam, supposed to be, and know the truth, do you know what's going on? When you deny Allah and you go in a state of hypocrisy, you are a liar. Because you have a constitution in the front of your hand and you deny it. And this is why the torture for you will be more severe. Because Allah chose you. He gave you part of guidance. And you did not respect it. This is why Allah said, in their heart is a disease, and Allah increased their disease. Usually what is a disease? Arrogance, stubbornness, liking yourself, won't follow your desire. A stupid thing by shaitan. And shaitan keep bubble it up until he make you deny what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Imagine today in America, the majority of women who get divorced you know, as a Muslim, they said, no, we will not implement Sharia, we want American rule. And you find male and female doing it. Is this person is a believer or a hypocrite? Tell me. Hypocrite. Why is he a hypocrite? Because he deny Allah rule. This is one of the quality of the pure hypocrite. When a command coming of Allah and said, come, obey Allah and his messenger, and said, no, and he ran away. You want hear? You want see anybody today? Go. Go to the person and tell him, why you do not obey Allah and his messenger? Why you do not implement Quran and Sunnah? Why? They will give you all kind of excuse, but inside, they are a liar. And one of the another quality, Allah said, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. And if you tell them, stop doing mischief in earth, they said, no, 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 no. We are the good people. We the one who do islah. We the one we fix. Allah denied again by saying, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. But they are the one who do mischief, but they do not feel it again. They do not know. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. And if you tell them, believe like the people believe. They said, you want us to believe like the fool believe? But they are the fool. And they do not know. This way, every verse before, they do not feel it, they do not feel it, they do not feel it. And when it coming to believe like the people believe, they said, no, you want us to believe like the fool believe? Today, how many supposed to be, they claim Muslim. And you said, implement some Quran, implement some Sunnah. They said, in America, you nuts? What you want? You want to be a sheikh? You want to be a peer? You want to be somebody? You want to be a haji? And start making laugh about you. Anytime you really start really going back to Allah, people will make a laugh about you. But it's normal. And if you tell them, please, try to implement. Try to read about Quran. Try to read about Sunnah. They said, you want us to be a fool like you? Exactly. What Allah said is the truth. Allah said, they are the fool, but they do not know. And I saw it in my life over and over again. Many people, you talk to them and you said, subhanallah, these people are veiled. You talk or you do not talk. You give advice or you do not give advice. They do not hear it. They do not see it. They cannot comprehend it. What this meaning? They are veiled. Now, once we hear what we hearing, if we do not take it seriously, we will be veiled. Every time you hear and you do not really make intention to implement, you will be veiled. If you do not want to be veiled, cry to Allah and say, oh Allah, save me from the people who will be veiled. Oh Allah, I'm weak. Allow me, ya Allah. And if you're honest, you start acting. If you are a liar, you still hesitate. We'll come to that. Because the sign of the hypocrite, مذبذبين also. They are like flip-flop. They are like here and there. With these people, they want to be a believer. With this, they do not know. They have uncertain. Why they have uncertain? Why they have doubt? Why they not steady? Why they have no istiqama? Because they are a liar inside. Because they have the quality of shayateen. Because Allah said they have diseases. And we have the cure. We have all the cure. Why are you not taking it? Because they are sick. And this is why Allah will veil them. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and if they meet the believer, they said, we are a believer. And once they leave to another meeting, with their own shayateen, with their own devils, and all the sinner, and all the non-Muslim, and whatever, we are with you. We're just laughing at them. The believer has no many quality. The believer have no many faces. The believer is one. His quality is one. His manner is one. His talk is one. His people and companionship is one. Everything is one because he slave to Allah. But if you see a person, he has different quality according to different group and different people, this person is a pure hypocrite. And we're going to go through that now. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they meet the people of the and shayateen, the devil, they said, oh, we just laughing about them and make a joke about them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one will give them disgrace. And he opened for them in their own mischief to become blind. To become blind. Those, now listen carefully. Those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَى. Those the one, they bought the stray of guidance. Meaning they drop guidance and they choose stray. And Allah called it, this bought it. They bought stray. I want everybody to hear it clearly. How many of us get the message? How many of us be the companion of people get the message? And after that we choose to be stray. It sounds familiar? Think. Who got the message for many years and he sold it to follow his own desire? Think. For what? You drop all the messages for what? To follow your own desire? What Allah said about that? فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتْهُمْ. Their deal, they will never be having a deal. وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. And they will never be guided. Allah deny them guidance. Is this not scary? If we choose somebody other than Allah, after we get the message, what will happen to us? And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue by giving them example. He said, the example of them, like the one who lit a fire. And when the fire becomes so lit, you see when the fire in the peak, it gives you beautiful light around it. ذهب الله بنورهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatched the light from them. وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ اللَّهِ بِسْرُونَ. And he leave them in a darkness they cannot see. You see, when the light come, when the fire go to the peak of the light, after the peak of the light actually finished, light go up, and boom, light go. And all of a sudden it's dark, but it's fire. Allah sometimes, he give us the guidance, he give us the light, but we do not respect it. What Allah, he snatched the light. And we still have the knowledge of the light. Now he burn us with it. May Allah forgive us. وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يَبْصُرُونَ. And Allah, after that, he leave them in darkness they cannot see. Now when a person have walking in darkness, how he can see? He cannot see. This exactly the style of hypocrite. He will be wonder, and he want this, and he want that, and he want accumulate this, and he want accumulate that, and he will never content, and he's so busy. What this meaning? He's really drowning in hypocrisy. He's drowning in veil. And he think he's been guided. This torture from Allah. Because if I'm a believer, I will be in a state of contentment. I will be content. My life going. But my heart and my body is with Allah. And I'm going step by step with Allah. And whatever is written, alhamdulillah. This is the quality of the believer. But don't forget, if you have a disease in the heart, what is meaning? Meaning shayateen take over. if shayateen take over, meaning you will get the quality of shayateen. What's the quality of shayateen? Uncertain, not content, make you busy, worry, no security, hesitated. It sounds familiar? Think about it. Where am I? I'm in a state of iman or a state of hypocrite? And what is the cause? I have no belief in Allah. Because if I have a belief in Allah, none of this will happen. Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarja'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they are deaf. They cannot talk, they cannot see. By this way, they cannot go back to where they're coming from. Like Allah closed all the door. أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في أذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said like a very heavy rain coming from the sky and containing darkness from the cloud, thunder, lightning, and they put their finger in their ears, fear from death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is surrounding everything of the kafirin, of the disbeliever. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, he ended up by labeling them as a disbeliever. This very important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue on and on and on. Okay? Another two verses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَكَادُ الْبَرْقِ يَخْتَفْ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. Almost the lightning will take their eyes. Every time they walk and the lightning show up, they walk. And when the darkness come, they sit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He want, He will take of their hearing and their vision. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is all able. Now why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He go to all these details? Think about it. Because we the one. We the one we supposed to get the message. We the one we know. Now, if me today, I claim I am a Muslim, I should really worry so much. Where am I? Where am I and why? And I should go dig inside of me. What is disease shayateen can use it? If me in a state of pure iman, or I have some hypocrite? And if I have some, what I do about it? And I ask, I cry, I do everything possible, I make dua. Because if I die, where I'm going? Where I'm going? Is this not scary? And I should not worry about it? Is nothing after that? You can pray, you can do hajj, you can do fasting, you can do charity, but if the heart is not pure iman, I'm finished. Now, عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أربع من كن فيه كان منافقا خالصا ومن كانت فيه خصلة منهن كان فيه خصلة من النفاق حتى يدعها. إذا أؤتمن خان وإذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا عاهد غدر وإذا خاصم فجر. I'm just saying couple of report from different ahadith to tell you everything has been reported muttafaq عليه. Meaning it is authentic hadith. All the scholars agree about it. Rasulullah SAW, he said, four things. If you have them, you are a pure hypocrite. And if you have one of them, you have a branch of hypocrisy until you leave it, meaning until you stop it. What they are? إِذَا أُؤْتُمِنَ خَانَ. If somebody give him a trust, he betrayed. And this trust in him, we have to understand it. By word, by money, by material, by value, many things. It has deep meaning. But in general, you betrayed other. وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ. And if he talk, he lie. وَإِذَا وَعْدَ أَخْلَفْ. And if he keep commitment, he will not fulfill it. And another one, وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرْ. And if he keep swear or if he promise, he will never fulfill it. وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجْر. And if he have a dispute with somebody, he become fajr, meaning he start talking and he start insulting and he start calling names and bad quality, even if it's true, you're not allowed. Because during your friendship or with somebody, he might tell you some secret. Now, if you have a dispute, he start opening can of worm and he start telling bad thing about you, even if it's true, he will become about, according to the hadith. Tell me today, how many of us today as a Muslim, we have all of them and we do not see it? How many of us today keep commitment with time? It doesn't matter what's the topic. I give you a time, I have to keep my commitment. If I die, it's better for me than not fulfilling my commitment. And if I say, I have to say the truth. It's in your writing. How many today marriage, when they broke and all of a sudden the wife keep insulting the husband or the husband keep insulting the wife? Even if it's true. Imagine today, I see it a lot and it's not true. What more than that? Where's the quality now, as a believer or as a hypocrite? Think. This is what Rasulullah said, not me. Everyone, if you have a doubt of Iman, you should take this hadith and think about it. You can find it in the Riyadh al-Salihin, in many topic, in a topic of lying, in a topic of saying the truth. It's located in many, many places. Now, if I hear all this, where I should be and how I should feel? If I'm really honest to Allah and I have a doubt of Iman, because don't forget, the whole thing now is sincerity. This why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the hypocrite a liar and calls the disbeliever a liar. Why? The only way to start purifying yourself, honesty. Truthfulness. To be truth. Truth to yourself. Truth to Allah. Truth with other. Truth, it lead you to paradise. Lying lead you to hellfire. My father, may Allah give him mercy in a grave and elevate his level, he used to tell me, when you deal with somebody, see how much he fear Allah. Because if he doesn't fear Allah, he will fear you. If he doesn't keep a commitment between him and Allah, he will keep your commitment between you and him. If he not be faithful and truthful to Allah, he will be truthful to you. You will be finished. Today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, think. This is a time now. This is a moment now. After this talk, is a moment in here. We have to stop for a moment and said, what I'm going to do? I have to dig inside. Or I have to go to somebody I trust and tell him, please, Be you my mirror and tell me what I have. What is going on in me? I said to some people, have a tape recorder. One of this 21 with a voice activated, keep it with yourself. And every time you deal with anything, record it. And when you are alone, play it back. Listen to yourself. If you have an honest or a debt of honesty and truthful, you will discover your own mistake. Because unless we start cleaning, where are we going? Unless we start cleaning, where are we going? By this way, if you ask me, what is going on? I will tell you, we have a problem with honesty. Between whom and whom? Between me and Allah. Between me and people. All our relationship is becoming lie. It becomes superfluous, super nothing. Empty. We saying things is not in the heart and become a habit. Do you know why? It's a habit of shayateen. You find certain people now, they tell you, oh, so-and-so is coming at 1 o'clock. He said, no, you will never come at 1 o'clock. Why? Because it's his habit. I know if he said one is meaning three. Imagine if this is a quality of a person. He has a quality of the believer or a hypocrite. It doesn't matter how many skews. You have no skews in the front of Allah. You give a word, make sure you keep it. With a human being, with an animal, with a believer, with a disbeliever, with Jewish, with Chinese, with anybody. Because you're dealing with Allah. To be clean, to be truthful. Check yourself, dig. If I do not clean now, imagine after I hearing that and I know the hypocrite in the hellfire, deep in the hellfire, the depth, the bottom line. And after that, I do not do something about it. Imagine. Tell me, what kind of a liar am I if I hear all this and I still do not do any action? Imagine somebody telling you have this disease, this disease, and you can die and it can give you this and it can give you all the symptoms. What we do? MRI, CAT scan, one opinion, two opinion, three opinion. We're spending all our money. We even sell our houses, our whatever, just to get a physical cure. To get a physical cure. And you might die by something else. And we're willing to spend everything to cure ourselves from something stupid, not a big deal. And we get worried about it day and night, and we calling people, and we calling everything, we go to the internet, and we have warning, we have emergency, and the whole family may cry, and the whole family make dua, and the whole family spending money, and the whole family start butchering goat and lamb, and make dua for him. He has a heart problem, he has a sickness, he has asthma, he has diabetes, he has a leukemia, he have cancer. What about the cancer of shayateen inside our heart? Which one is more important? Think. Cancer will not put you to hellfire. Leukemia will not put you in hellfire. Ulcer, it will not put you in hellfire. Asthma will not put you in hellfire. It's a mercy from Allah. But hypocrite will put you in hellfire for infinity. Shirk will put you in hellfire for infinity. Kibr will put you in hellfire for infinity. We'll talk about it inshallah if I'm still alive. Kibr, arrogant. But right now, if I have a debt of iman, what I'm going to do about it? What I'm going to do about what I'm saying? How much I'm learning? How much I'm seeking knowledge? How much I'm trying to purify my action? How much I'm trying to set my intention for Allah? How much I'm spending for Allah? How much my heart and my love and the devotion is for Allah? And if you said you love Allah, think. Where's your heart? What are you thinking about it? Who you like to spend time with? Who you worry about? Where's your money? Where's your time? Where's your soul? Think, where am I? Make dua to Allah, cry, talk about it. Do quick. This is the style of a believer. The believer will try to do everything possible quick and make two rak'ah to Allah and say, oh Allah, save me. I'm trying, ya Allah, save me. Allow me. Accept, ya Allah. And the hypocrite will say, tomorrow, next year, next month, I will try. Make dua for me. And hey, make dua for me. But no action. What dua will do if you do not make an action? If your heart is not moving by yourself? You can sit down, do dhikr, you can do everything. But unless you do action, because it's the third pillar. Heart, tongue, action. The three has to be together. Mold, like a robe. You do them, you will be flying toward Allah. You lack, meaning you have a part of hypocrisy, or the whole hypocrisy, according to which quality you have. Unless we know the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how I claim I'm a Muslim. Unless I implement it in my life, how I claim I'm a Muslim. My dear brother in Islam, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and put us in the right path and let us know what the meaning La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah haqqan wa sidqan wa yaqeenan. Truthful and sidq, with honesty and truth and with faith in it. And somebody tell me, what is the cure? I said also, the cure is four level. The cure has four element. If you do the four element, inshallah you will be cured. Number one, you make dua. Whatever you feel you are sick about it, make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, cure me and cure me from hypocrite and cry to Allah for it. Number two, make da'wah to it. Meaning, invite toward how to cure from hypocrite. Talk about it. Warning other. Talk about truth. Talk about honesty. Talk about keeping commitment. Make da'wah. Invite. And the third, to run after the environment. Sit in the environment can lead you to that. And seek help and companionship of a role model. Someone you trust. The companionship is very fatal to us as a Muslim. Very important to have a companionship. Extremely important. Because quality can be carried and transferred from one person to another by companionship. If you are a companion of somebody's bad, very soon you will have the same quality. Think about it. Go to your life honest. Whoever I spend time with, I will talk like them. I will act like them. I will think like them. Very normal. You see, now we go back to restful. Now imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the light. Show us the right environment. And we choose the wrong. What more than that? It sounds familiar to you? We know where we can get cure, and we go to where we get diseases. We know whom we're spending time to benefit, and we rather to spend time with those who are lead astray. What more lies than that? This is why Allah said, in their heart is a disease, Allah will increase their disease. I'm telling you honest to all of you, and me first. If you do not be careful, you will building hypocrisy before you know it. Or you have plenty of it before you know it. This is not a disease you can get cure from. This can lend you to hellfire for infinity. And no way out. Is this not a warning topic? Is not? Any sins, you ask Allah to forgive you, Allah inshallah will forgive you. But not a hypocrite. not a shirk. Can you see? Any sins Allah will forgive you inshaAllah is a weakness. Do you know why? Because you go back and you ask Allah to forgive you. But hypocrisy, lying, cheating, not honest, is all diseases of hypocrite. Woo. Get away. Start cleaning. Start cleaning. And I give you again the four recipe. Dua number one. Make dua to Allah. Da'wah to the quality. Meaning warning about hypocrisy. And make da'wah to iman. And faith and yaqeen and truthful. And run to be in environment which can help you. And number four, run after those. You can be a companion of them and they help you. Without this four, you will never have it. You will never able to get be cured. You need the four. The more you have truth and you follow this four point, the more you can be inshallah toward the cure inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the trick and plot and plan of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and purify us from hypocrisy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify us from nifaq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify us from lying and cheating. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify us from everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not like. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا عفو يا كريم يا بر يا رحيم يا الله يا الله يا الله ندعوك يا الله ندعوك يا بر يا رحيم ندعوك يا ودود ندعوك يا كريم ندعوك يا عفو ندعوك يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعيننا من الخيانة وألسنتنا من الكذب فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم طهرنا وطهر جوارحنا من كل ما لا تحبه ولا ترضاه يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية ارزقنا حقيقة الإيمان ارزقنا حقيقة الإيمان وأعشنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله حقا وصدقا ويقينا ودعوة وتبليغا لك ولوجهك الكريم يا رب العالمين خالصة لك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا عزيز يا غفار يا وهاب يا كريم يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حي يا قيوم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك